All athletes have specialist coaches. Well, of course they do, to help them optimise their performance. Teams also have sports psychologists to help athletes understand themselves better, talk issues through, and to promote a positive mental attitude. I often wonder why businesses don't have a resident coach and counsellor available to them as a matter of course, to help their performance, to explore issues like the work-life balance, to help people find a balanced perspective on life, teach communication skills, and reduce levels of stress, which can get pretty high. I spent 30 years in the corporate world, many of those at a senior level, and there's a macho belief that if you need that kind of help, then you're clearly a bit weak, not quite up to it. The business world's a bit of a jungle, a dog-eat-dog world, often dominated by fear. Fear of underperformance, fear of losing your job, fear of losing face. Countless business books have been written about business in the language of warfare. Unlike the Olympics, which has ethical values and codes of conduct, there are no such things in business, as we see with all the phone hacking stuff and the greed and arrogance of bankers. It's time the business world used the Olympics as an example of how to conduct itself with honour, with mutual respect between competitors, of how to see the bigger picture and contribute towards making this a better world for our children. It's time it took responsibility for a more moral way of creating wealth for everyone, not just those at the top.